In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 19, the scripture says, quench not the Holy Spirit. Now listen to me carefully. When I think of the word quench, I think of someone who's so thirsty and their mouth is dry, and you give them water to quench the thirst. In other words, they need something to stay alive, and you either give it to them or you don't.
I'm giving you my heart and all that is within. I lay it all down for the sake of you, my King. I'm giving you my dreams, I'm laying down my rights, I'm giving up my pride for the promise of new life. And I surrender.
When I think of quenching, I see a mental picture of fire, and I see a fire that's burning, and the way that you quench that fire is you don't fuel it. You don't put any wood on it. You don't give it anything to burn, and eventually you quench the fire and it dies. That is what quenching the Holy Spirit is. It's when you allow the fire to die. It's not taking water and pouring it on it. You just neglect the fire. You just stop doing what you ought to do to maintain the fire of His presence. When you begin to just neglect and stop doing things like praying and reading the Word and worshiping and living holy and living a righteous life, you begin to quench the Holy Spirit. You put the fire out.
To know the lasting joy, even sharing in your pain. And I surrender all to you, all to you. And I surrender.
You ever wondered why it is that God allows things to happen in our life that we don't understand? I'm convinced God allows a lot of trials and tribulations in our life to give us prayer fuel. Because as long as things are going good in many people's lives, they stop praying. Now, you don't want to hear this, but you need to hear this. And so He allows things to come, as Bill said, to drive you to your knees, to cause you to pray and to seek Him like you really need Him. Because even when you think you've got it all, you have no idea how bad you desperately need Him. And so He allows trials and tribulations to cause fuel in our lives, to feed the fire of the Holy Spirit in us. Bible said in the last days iniquity shall abound. Listen, and the love of many shall wax cold. They'll lose the fire. The fire will just begin to stop burning, not because they deliberately put it out. They just stop feeding the fire. And when you stop feeding the fire, you're quenching the Holy Spirit. Don't neglect the fire. When you grieve the Holy Spirit, it is something that you do to Him. When you quench the Spirit, it's something you do to yourself. God says you can actually so mistreat me that I'm pitiful. He has moods. He has emotions. He is sensitive, the Holy Spirit. That's why I have stamped this message. God gave me the title for it. And He said, preach on this subject, Holy Ghost, handle with care. Because He can be grieved. See, you cannot, if somebody comes to me and they say concerning a casual acquaintance that I've had with somebody, did you know so-and-so died? I can feel sorry about it, but I don't grieve. I don't fall to my face and weep like I did when my father died. You can only grieve for people whom you love. It's that intimate feeling when you lose somebody very close to you, then you understand grief. Otherwise, it's just a sorrow and a pity, but not real grief. When the Bible says the Holy Spirit can be grieved, it tells me that He loves you. He doesn't just have a casual acquaintance with you. He loves you. And when you reject Him, it grieves the Holy Spirit.
It makes his heart break.
God would walk in the cool of the day in the book of Genesis. At the end of every day, at the conclusion of the sunset, God would walk through the Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve would show up and meet Him in a certain place, and together they would walk through that garden in fellowship. And the Bible said one day God showed up and they did not meet Him like they normally met Him because they had fallen to sin. And the Bible, hear the crying, grieving heart of God. He is an emotional God. He can feel rejection. And He says, Adam, where art thou? A grieving God. You can grieve the Holy Spirit with a prideful spirit. You can grieve the Holy Spirit by being thoughtless of His presence. If those back doors were suddenly to burst open, and I were to say we have a surprise guest here this morning, the President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George W. Bush, would you give him a hand? Everybody, every head would turn, every eye would focus, every ear would be attentive as he walked to this platform. But today we have someone even greater, the King of Kings. He is here. And He says, I want to go to my vineyard. And I've been walking through the vineyard. And I've been walking through the pews. And there are so many that are thoughtless of my presence. They're there. They're in the service. But they're not even aware of my presence. They grieve my spirit.
My